The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. And be sure to access podcasts of this show anytime at www.iradionow.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
It's 43 minutes after the hour on this beautiful August weekend here on the island of Fire Island in New York. And wherever you happen to be, I hope you're having a great first weekend in August. And we're taking calls on travel, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem. We're going to solve it right here on the air. But as I promised you, my next guest has a remarkable story of perseverance and survival. We talk about journey when we travel, but this is quite the journey. Allison Wright, she's photographed the world for two decades in National Geographic publications, Outside Magazine, the Smithsonian, Time, Islands Magazine, you name it. Her photographs have been in there. And a couple of years ago, when I first met Allison, she told me the story of what happened to her on one of her trips. And it is, I said before, a remarkable story of spirit and survival. And she's now written a book about it, called Learning to Breathe, One Woman's Journey of Spirit and Survival. And Allison joins us right now from San Francisco. Hey, Allison.
Hey, Peter. Thanks for having me.
You got it. I mean, this story, I mean, I shivered when I first heard it when you told me about this. I mean, you know, there you were. You're on a packed bus doing a story in the middle of a mountain road in Laos. And now why don't you pick it up from there?
Yeah, it's just every traveler's nightmare, and that's what I do for a living, like you. And traveling on a bus, you don't expect to get on. And we came around to one of those winding corners, and I looked up, saw a logging truck coming right at us, had a second to think, wow, that was a close call. And next thing I knew, it sheared our bus in half, and I was right at the point of impact.
Wow. And it's amazing you even lived.
It's amazing I lived. There's no medical care at all in Laos, and some people were killed. I was the most injured person on the bus with a broken back, broken pelvis, and a number of internal injuries, and my arm went right through the window, and no one knew what to do. It was a good hour before they brought us to a quote-unquote clinic, and it was really nothing there, and a young man there had the presence of mind to sew up my arm with nothing more than a needle and thread.
Oh, my God.
And no anesthesia, no painkillers. It was way more pain than I ever thought possible to endure. And this saved my life, the kindness of strangers, but it was nearly 15 hours before I was able to receive any medical care. Again, just an aid worker happened to be driving by. I was 10 hours into it, and I pretty much knew I wasn't going to get out of there at that point. I wrote a note to my family, told them how I died and where I died, and amazingly, it just wasn't my time. This British aid worker found me, and he drove me, bless his heart, all the way to Thailand. And the doctor there, one doctor at the border hospital, could not believe that I survived for that long. He couldn't even get a breathing tube down my throat. I had collapsed lungs. I had a herniated heart, ruptured spleen.
Wow.
So it was pretty intense. And I was 3 weeks in Thailand receiving medical care. And I was medevaced back, and I did not have medevac insurance. It was...
And I know we've talked about that so many times. I almost shudder to ask you, but I have to do it. How much did it cost you to get home?
$25,000 just to get home.
And you know, we talk about Travel Guard and MedJet assistance here. I mean, I carry that card. I'm telling you, I hope I never have to use it. And I know you. I'll make you a bet. You carry the card now?
Oh yes, I'm well covered. I am the poster child for medevac insurance.
But bottom line is, you're back working. You're back shooting. And the coolest part of this whole story is that you set one goal for yourself. What was that goal?
I did. I was told that I probably would never really walk again, and I did not buy that. I determined that I was going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, and they sent me to psychiatrists saying that I was in denial, but I did. I did it. I made it to the top, and it was an amazing day for me because it was my birthday. It was the dawning of a new day, a new decade. I will never forget that, and, you know, I really felt that I'd come back physically, and I have been able to get back shooting. I've had more than 20 surgeries. If you can believe it, I'm on crutches right now. I just had another surgery. But I'm back shooting and loving life and really appreciating every day with such
immense
gratitude.
Well, Allison Wright, Allison, you got such great spirit. The name of the book, again, is Learning to Breathe, One Woman's Journey of Spirit and Survival. It's published by Penguin. Get this book, and you too can climb Kilimanjaro, but hopefully not the way that Allison had to. Allison, thanks for joining us. We love the book. We love you. Let's keep in touch, okay? We appreciate
thanks,
the
Peter.
Call. All right, we'll be back with more from Fire Island and Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.